From the kitchen to the beach, welcome to Kitchen Dough. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and that's right, this is Kitchen Dough. And we are going from the kitchen, the home kitchen, straight to the beach. And you wondering how we're doing that? We're going to tell you.
Yes, so we have a very clever, talented person in the studio with us. Her name is Heather Ryder. And she learned the ropes from step one to success on how to take a recipe and make money.
And turn it into a business. And a business that can make a lot of money.
Which is amazing.
Right?
So,
okay, but it doesn't just happen overnight. And there are no guarantees on anything. And when we're talking about the cottage food industry, there are caps and stuff on how much you can make in a lot of states. And there's all kinds of rules. But a lot of this, we talk about it being kitchen dough because a lot of it starts in the home kitchen. It starts with a recipe that you start at home. And this is how this business started for me. It started with a home-based kitchen recipe with my girlfriend who lives in Waimea on the Big Island of Hawaii.
So, I don't know, like movie star-ish.
Oh, movie star-ish?
Yeah, because it's like in the kitchen dough world of farmers markets and, I don't know, food trucks and stuff. I mean, yours sounds so exotic. It's like from Hawaii and now you worked out of a commercial kitchen and then you're moving to the beach. Like literally going to be at the beach.
I know. It's so fun. So I met Candy when we were on vacation, and it's Candy Miranda. She started Manuela Malasada, which is on the Big Island of Hawaii. And we were on vacation and we saw this little stand, and I've discussed this before, but we saw this little stand that said Malasadas. I didn't know what a Malasada was, so I told Steve, my husband, let's stop and grab the Malasadas and check them out. Turns out it's a Hawaiian donut. And just struck up a friendship with her. Hmm. It just was this, like, you know how we talk about magical fairy dust?
Yes.
And just things out, you know, and I just said, hey, if you ever want to bring this to the main island, to the mainland, let me know. And she gets hit up all the time. People want to do that, want to franchise her, blah, blah, blah. But she's super chill, great, salt of the earth, super hardworking woman. And never before has she taken anyone up on it. And she's been doing this for years. And she goes, I don't know what it was. It was just magical fairy dust.
It's just the movie star-ish stuff in you.
Oh, yeah, right. So anyway, she shared her recipe with me that they had started in a home kitchen in Hawaii. And she taught me how to do it. And
even the secret sauce?
Even the secret sauce.
Wow.
Because traditionally, malasadas take, like, it's a long process. Can take 6, 7, 8 hours to rise completely the dough.
Mm-hmm.
But she got it to a point where we can rise the dough in a short, very, you know, short period of time so it actually can make it into a business.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there is a secret formula, a secret recipe. You know, everyone has their secret sauce, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes, grandma's secret recipe.
Yeah, so we have that secret sauce, and thanks to Candy. Anyway, I started doing it here and can't really operate in California, a donut business that goes into farmers markets and stuff out of your home kitchen. So I immediately jumped to a shared kitchen. So shared kitchens are in a lot of, they're popping up all around the country now because the cottage food industry is taking off in a lot of different areas. And shared kitchens are a way just for you to move out, kind of elevate your business.
Mm-hmm.
In a shared kitchen, you can make more money. You take it out of your home kitchen, so you take the mess out of your kitchen. You know, it's kind of nice to be able to go home and not have flour all over the place. And
right.
Right? And it's your home. It doesn't, but I'm a huge advocate of home-based kitchen businesses and cottage food businesses. So anyway, I do work out of a shared kitchen, and we are going to be on the beach in Oceanside at the pier from starting in May to September, which is the high time. I have been doing, and back up a little bit, I've been doing farmers markets, and I was doing the sunset market in Oceanside. And what you realize when you go into these farmers markets is you're building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Business is all about relationships. always, even in the farmer's market.
Connections, relationships.
Showing up,
yep.
Being consistent, being reliable, having a good product, being professional and kind to your customers, being professional and kind to the managers who are running it. Because the other vendors who work their tails off. The market managers work really hard to put on these events, because in farmers markets, these events happen every week. And a lot of times, rain or shine. And there's a whole team of people that make that happen. So it's a really, in any business or industry, it's a group effort. And it's not all on one person. And so when you realize that and you're building relationships and you show up, you do what you say you're going to do, you provide a good product, you provide a good service, and you do it consistently. And so we were able to do that. And then we were invited down to bring our product, which is the Malasada company. And we basically, our tagline is the ultimate beach donut.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so
that's
great. So fun. You know, our donuts are different because we fill them with guava and coconut and passion fruit, which is lilikoi. And we do strawberry and vanilla and chocolate, all the traditional ones. But we just have these really exotic flavors too. And we roll the donuts in regular sugar, powdered sugar, cinnamon sugar, dragon fruit sugar. So we just have these kind of exotic donuts and they're just yummy. And then the Malasada itself, the dough, is just this kind of cross between a donut kind of and a beignet. So it's kind of light and fluffy, but it just has some chew to it. Like it's
and it's
just
a fried donut.
And it's a fried donut.
So you eat it warm.
Best. But they're also very good a day later, zapped in the microwave.
Really? Okay.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to be on the beach in Oceanside. And so we've got this high season contract. And then they offered us to do it year round. And so we just, Oceanside, if anyone's ever in Oceanside, come down and see us. But
the most primo spot.
I know.
We were driving in Oceanside and she said, you got to see this. So we go stand at the edge of the pier, right, the beginning, and look down. She goes, see that hut right there? I'm the second one from it. And then you turn around and these fabulous hotels are lining the main road, overlooking the water, and even the Tom Cruise Top Gun house.
The historic house that Kelly McGillis lived in?
Yes, mm-hmm. Is sitting right there.
Oh, was it the one that Kelly McGillis lived in, or was it the one that the...
I think it was the
main guy. I can't remember. Anyway, it's one of the historic homes from the movie.
And it's restored, and it's in this perfect location, and Heather's right there. Surfers can... right onto the sand, grab a donut.
Tourists.
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
What you did with an idea.
Well, an idea and a lot of work. Things just don't happen sometimes in life. You have to make them happen. And you have to show up. And you have to be willing. I mean, I just remember, you know, hauling the tent to the farmer's market, putting the tent up by myself, putting out my fryers. I mean, it was pouring rain one day, and I put the tent away in my Jeep because I have a big Jeep Commander, and I could get my whole operation into the back of the Jeep. And I have this great, like, French-German guy next to me. He does these amazing, lemonades. I put the Jeep down, and I got just drenched.
Oh, no.
Like, head to toe.
Wet cat.
He was laughing at me. He's like, I don't think I've ever met a woman like you.
And welcome to the farmer's
market. There's a reason why.
Smart women wouldn't do this.
Exactly.
No, but now look where you're at.
No, it's been all worth it and super fun, and you can make things happen in your life. This is Kitchen Dough. You can make money from your home kitchen. Just you have to start. Thank you for listening to Kitchen Dough, making money from your home kitchen. Somebody.